Petr Ginz was a boy genius. He grew up in Prague in the 1930s. Before his 15th birthday, he had already written and illustrated 5 novels, taught himself new languages, and established a periodical magazine. Still as a child, he immersed himself in sociology, literature, painting, geography, and various technical fields as well. Sadly, many of these pursuits took place in the Terezin concentration camp. Petr was eventually assigned to one of the last trains to Auschwitz, where he died in the gas chambers in 1944. The diary of Petr Ginz, 1941-42, has been favorably compared to those of Anne Frank and Victor Klemperer, and it forms the basis of an exciting new theatrical collaboration between the Wake Forest University Department of Theater and Andy White of Looking Glass Theater Company in Chicago. Embers and Stars, the story of Petr Ginz. Professor of Theater Cindy Gendrick directs the play. She spoke with me along with Wake Forest University student actors Sarah Davis, who plays Eva Ginz, Zach Pierce-Messick, who plays Professor Eisinger, and assistant director, dramaturg Joe Beach.
Over the summer, while they were developing, Cindy and I and Rob, who's another professor in the department, traveled to Prague to gather more of a sense of Petr's world. From that point, we also read lots of books, did a lot of research as much as we could, and a lot of the anecdotes are just true stories. We actually met with Hava, Petr's sister, who's still alive in Prague, and she gave us a lot of really great stories we could use. Putting it all together and deciding what was most important to tell was one of the most difficult parts for Cindy and Andy. And now we're, you know, in the production of it and getting to actually bring it to life, so it's really exciting.
Sarah, have you read the diary?
It's actually published in a book with the introduction by Eva. I've read everything in the diary that's wow. by her, and then a lot of the diary is actually just a list of everything that he did that day. You were saying before, it's the diary is just the facts, and it really is. It's today it was cloudy, and I went to Manini, and I saw my cousin Pavel. And so it's very methodical, and it actually all takes place before he was transported to Terezin.
One of the fastest trains.
It was a transit camp, so it wasn't like a death camp. This is the place where they put all the musicians and the artists and the writers and a lot of the children and older people. And they fooled some German Jews into believing that they were being sent to a spa. And this is the place that the Red Cross was asked to kind of go and check out some of the camps, right? And so this is the camp that they dressed up and tried to make look nice for the Red Cross visit.
Oh, and they put on that big play for all the dignitaries.
They put on Brundibar, right?
Brundibar.
Right, they did Brundibar, and they sang Verdi's Requiem. And as we say in the play, they saw both of these things and missed the symbolism entirely.
Wow.
And they didn't try to see anything that the Nazis didn't want them to see. And so it ended up being, you know, just a completely fruitless thing. And they left satisfied and said that the conditions were acceptable there.
Zach, who was Professor Eisinger?
He is one of the many people that was in Terezin that took the initiative to be a leader for the incredible amount of intellectuals and children that were there. He actually was married in the camp to his lover, who he knew before getting sent to Terezin. There are actually quite a few weddings that happened in Terezin, so that's a really interesting juxtaposition when you think about what should be happy as a wedding happening inside of one of these camps. He chose, out of his own free will, to stay in the same bunks as Petr and all the boys. That was his decision. He didn't have to stay there. They actually had, in the camp, a place for all of the adults to stay. But he said, no, I'm going to be a role model for these children because it's important.
Wake Forest University student actors Zach Pierce-Messick and Sarah Davis, Professor of Theater Cindy Gendrick, and Assistant Director Dramaturg Joe Beach. The play is Embers and Stars, the story of Petr Ginz. It opens Friday, February 14th at 7:30 in the Scales Fine Arts Center's Ring Theater on the Wake Forest University campus, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.